You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Aaliyah. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, Aaliyah.
Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I ask who I'm speaking with?
Kayla Crenshaw.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. Kayla for Kayla, Crenshaw.
Kayla spelled with an I instead of a Y.
Okay. Okay, Kayla.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have a good callback number in case the call gets disconnected?
615-540-2902.
Okay. And would you like to receive mobile text updates updating you on the services with the provider name, number, and the time of arrival?
Sure.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. Can I please have your member ID number or your policy number?
Yeah, 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, it is TN414-7496.
That's okay, so that's TN414-7496. Okay, and could you please verify that address that's on the policy for me?
3880 Priest Lake Drive, number 44, Nashville, Tennessee, 37217.
Okay, and can I please have the year, make, and model of that vehicle?
The one that I'm calling about now?
Yes, ma'am.
It is the 2020 Nissan Altima.
Okay, can I have the color of that vehicle?
Blue.
Okay, can you give me the reason for your breakdown today, Miss Kayla?
I have a flat. I hit a pothole and that had a blowout.
Okay. And which tire is that?
It is the, as far as I can see. Give me just a moment. I know it's a back yet. Last second, I can't see back. I hadn't gotten out because kind of a little highway type thing. Gotta crawl over the seat, girl, so I can get out another thing.
This was the first one.
Okay, it's the front right tire.
So that's the front passenger tire?
Yes.
And what kind of services are you requesting for today?
I don't know. What do they do? Do they change it? Or
do you have a spare?
Yes.
Is the spare any good? Are there any locks? Do you have any locks on your hubs? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
No, there aren't.
Ma'am?
No, there is not.
Okay, so if someone comes out there to change your tire, they'll be able to? Okay, so you're requesting for a tire change today?
Yes, please.
And the spare tire is a good tire?
Yes.
Does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
No.
Okay. And will the keys be on the scene with you?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the location of the vehicle?
What is it? I am on. See how I can find it. I am on Raleigh Parkway.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you clearly.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm on Briley Parkway.
You don't have an address?
No, because I'm okay, on the highway.
Okay, that's fine.
Sort of.
So and you're on Briley Parkway?
Briley, B-R-I-L-E-Y.
Okay. That's all.
I'm traveling. Let's see how I can.
What city and state? Is it Nashville, Tennessee?
Yes.
Okay. Are you near USPS? Oh, no.
No.
You're near. Let me see. You're near Highway 155?
Yes.
Okay. What all do you see around you?
I don't see anything, but I am right before exit 4.
Before exit 4?
Yes. Exit 4 should be Murfreesboro Road.
Okay. Do you see any houses?
No.
On the side?
How the highway is, it's kind of like trees and rocks.
Mm-hmm. And what's so, the... And you say you're near exit...
4.
Near exit 4. Okay, let's find exit 4.
Traveling. I'm trying to see if it said travel north or what. Yes, I'm 0.2 miles from exit 4. What is this 41 Murfreesboro Pike? What's this 41? Oh, hell. How am I going to help y'all get to me?
No, you're fine. We're gonna try to find you. Let me...
Is there... are y'all, like, able to pull up, like, a landmark around me and then you search close to the area? Or how does it work? Maybe I can help you.
Oh, I'm going to do... Yeah, we're going to... That's what I'm about to do. I see the highway. I see the highway that you're on. I'm just looking for the sign.
Right.
I'm going to stretch all options before we have to do... It's just a procedure we just have to go by. And I stretch all options before doing it. So you said Briley Parkway on exit 4. Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, what I'm about to do is I'm about to send you this text message, and you just give me your latitude and longitude. Once you get that message, you click on the link. Let me know when you got that message.
Okay, I got the message.
Okay, and you can just click on that link and send me that. And repeat back to me that latitude first and then the longitude.
Oh, okay. Latitude, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
36.113827.
Okay, 36.113827.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm ready for that longitude.
-86.706984.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I think I have. What did this? This thing took me to an address. Let me. It's okay. Can you give me that latitude and longitude one more? It should be right here. I think this is it. Was that latitude 36.113827?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that longitude was -86.706984?
Yes.
Okay. It's sending me to 517 Glen Park Drive. I don't know why.
Glen Park?
You don't see Glen Park anywhere, do you? That's an address. They sent, it sent me to a neighborhood. That isn't correct.
It might be right. It might be right on the side of me.
Yeah, because I see Briley Parkway. I do see Briley Parkway right here. I'm going to keep that right there.
Oh, Glen Park Drive is close to me.
How far is it from you? Where do
the GPS says? Let's see.
What is around the GPS that you see?
Because I'm on a highway, to my right is a brick wall, but Glen Park Drive is the neighborhood right beside me. Like, I would have to turn and get out the interstate to get to it, if that makes sense. Like, from where I'm at, I'm kind of like on the highway or interstate. I mean, I guess this would be a highway. It's a 2-lane road on one side, two on the other side. So it's a little highway, but once I got off the interstate, I would be able to go.
You see an exit near you on it? You see an exit near you on that interstate? Right near you?
Yes and no. Yes, the exit is in front of me, but I'm not right there at it.
Right, okay.
I haven't gotten up there to it yet, but yeah, it's in front of me.
Okay, and is that exit called Murfreesboro Road, exit 4?
Yes.
Three and a half miles. Yeah, like 3/4 when you look at it. A big green sign. It should be correct because I heard you say exit 4.
Right.
And it's right before you get to it.
Yeah, that should be it. I don't see no sign around me, but yeah. If they come on this side, they'll see me. I'm the only car over here, so yeah.
And you're on the side, of the road?
Yes. On the right side.
Once you go ahead, you'll see that sign. So let me just make sure I note.
If I kept driving, I would be at the exit.
So let me just notate that you're on Tennessee Highway 155. Yes.
If you can add in there, I don't know what direction they were coming from. They would be coming from, but if they had gotten on the interstate, they would go towards Briley. Police
Let me put my shit up. Nobody stopping over here asking what's going on or nothing. You laughed at me. Let me get me some spray going. Get my stuff up so they come in here and ask what's going on and shit.
How many feet away do you think you are before coming towards that exit sign?
How many feet?
Yeah. I mean, like, you could just do an estimate. Like, how far do you think you are from that sign down there before you get to that sign? You think you're
100 feet?
100 feet at least.
I know I'm not 50 feet away. Like driving, it would probably be less than a mile. Like I'm probably like a half a mile or less away from the exit sign. Because where I am, it says 0.2 miles, drive 0.2 miles to exit 4.
Okay, so this is point, yeah. And this is like 3/4 miles before getting to that. I mean, this exit 4, Murfreesboro Road, and it's them houses. I think those are apartments that you were talking about. I see them. But let me be sure.
Now, I can't see them from where I'm at, though. But on the GPS, you know, I see some little buildings. But what I see is just the rock wall. You know how it looks when you're driving down the highway and it's the trees and the rock wall, all them leaves on the side and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it
is. We're going to find you.
What else could I say?
Are you able to look up a, how can I pinpoint myself? Is there a way, could I give you like a location and you drag your map to where I am?
Yeah, that's what I'm currently doing.
Okay.
Now, that's how I found that exit sign. You right. Did say south. Or north, because I see a sign that says 70 south. But did you say north?
Because
if it's north, it'd probably be back the other way. It's south?
Yeah.
Okay.
Glen Rose Park Drive is on my will be on my right.
Okay, I'm gonna say near Glen Park Drive. And let me go back some customers on Tennessee Highway 155. He's on Tennessee Highway 155. Customer is at least 1 mile away from the exit sign. Murfreesboro, exit 4 near Glen Park Drive. Let me turn around and be sure. Okay, I may have been, but I'm going to be sure. So let me find that brick wall you're talking about. See, do I see it?
Or I see on the other side of the street, I see another, like, a green sign for the people traveling the opposite way to get on the interstate. Can I give you that one and then?
Yeah, you can. You can. What is that? What does that sign say?
Okay, this green sign that I see is exit 3A slash B going towards I-24, Nashville, Chattanooga, a half a mile.
Okay. Oh, okay, you right there.
Right.
You said you see it Nashville, Knoxville, or Nashville?
Nashville, Chattanooga.
Okay, and it's not that sign then.
It's exit 3A slash B, Nashville, Chattanooga.
Okay, you may be on down. I see the brick wall, though. Here's the brick wall.
It's some houses over there across the street, but, I mean, it ain't distinctive enough for me to give any type of description or anything, but.
Right. See, I see exit. And what, you said you didn't say exit 6A dash B, did it?
Exit 3A.
3A. Okay, so it's on back. It's back this way. Let me just go back this way and see.
Go towards chat. But I was traveling towards Knoxville type deal.
Okay.
But this sign I'm giving you is going back to us for the people going back the other way.
Right. So you are down some. You have to be. You're past the three. You're closer than that 3x4 miles. You're a little closer than it. Should be. I hope so. Because I just passed the brick wall. And you say you're going towards Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you could pull Glen Park Drive, if it looks like little shapes in a street by me, if you can see like a two-lane highway with a grass median right there on the other side of Glen Park Drive.
Yeah, it actually brought me to Glen Park Drive, but it brought me to this neighborhood. So.
Right. And I don't know how the system works, so I don't know how you can slide the screen over just a little bit.
It's like Google Maps. It's really that.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it's like really a hands-on thing. But I see Nashville, Chattanooga, and I actually... Okay, and are you across the street from that sign, that Nashville Chattanooga sign?
Yep.
Okay, cause I see it. So let me take all of this off. Yeah. So you're still on Tennessee 155. You are still on Tennessee Highway 155. You're on the opposite side
of that sign.
On the opposite side of exit sign 3A dash B. Is that Interstate 24? That blue? That blue?
Yeah. That's 24.
I-24, Nashville. Chattanooga.
Oh, please keep me safe right here on this shoulder.
Okay, we've been to get you some help. Okay. So, okay, this is what I have to make sure. And you're next, and you're on the side of the road, of the brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
On the side of the highway, by the brick.
Oh, we could say rock wall.
Yeah.
We call it a rock wall. Because I don't want them to be actually looking for brick. We call it a rock wall.
Okay, I have customers on Tennessee Highway 155, customers on the opposite side of exit sign 3AB, I-24, Nashville, Chattanooga, 1.5 mile on the side of the highway by the rock wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the nearest exit rock towards you. This is the nearest exit. It says Murfreesboro Road, exit 4. And it looks.
And you could tell them rock wall should be on your right. And I guess that'll help them too. So they'll know if they on the other side, then the rock wall ain't over there.
Right. Rock wall on the right side. Customer is going towards Murfreesboro Road, exit 4. That's as brief as it gets.
Right.
Okay, now I got to make sure that's it's good on the note. I mean. I know this thing just then. Now I gotta map it again. I gotta put it briefly, but I just gotta make sure that they head towards the right direction now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think I'm traveling south.
I don't know what.
GPS compass say I'm going north. Sorry, did I mess it up and say south?
No, you're fine.
Is that probably why? Oh, okay.
No, you're fine. Well, I found you. I just got to get it back on that GPS now. I found you, though. What is wrong with this? Okay. I'm looking for that brick wall. I mean, that rock wall. just. It really knocked me off my map. Can you give me that latitude and longitude again?
Yeah, 1 second. Okay, latitude is 36.113962.
Okay, 36.113962. And that
and longitude? -86.707126. Okay, it put me back there. Let me see, is that sign that you was telling me about? Yep. Okay, I'm back right here. Let me put it on the side of this road. I'm gonna actually mark it over here. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why. It's not picking me up. Okay.
Okay. Can you hold just for a second for me?
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Crenshaw, I'm back. Thanks for being patient with me, staying on hold. Okay, so we don't do tire changes on the interstate.
Oh.
But if you would like to request for a tow, we can do that.
Is that covered under?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That'll work.
Okay. Like, I have to go back and change something.
Okay. Sorry. Did not know that.
Okay, in your vehicle does shift out of park?
Yes.
The vehicle is four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard?
Four.
Okay, and is this service result of an accident?
No. Pothole.
Okay, and will you be needing to ride with the provider?
No.
Okay. Okay, and where would the drop off location be?
The address 3880.
Okay, 3880 Priest Lake Drive, apartment 4444.
Yes.
And you will be able to provide that provider with any access code when they get there.
Yes.
Zip code 37217.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You will be receiving a text shortly once I get with the provider and confirm with the provider's name, number, and arrival time they will be getting there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your patience and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Thank you so much, and sorry for the confusion.
You're so fine. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You do the same.